So we have Choco Nut Keto Donuts. We have fresh spaghetti that's frozen. We have some Kung Pao Chicken Rice Bundles.
The somewhat unusual selection in the refrigerated section isn't the only thing that's unconventional about the Nude Foods grocery store.
We are like a traditional grocery store, just without the packaging.
That's store manager Nina Rowan.
Everything is that we get for minimal packaging or no packaging at all, and we do all the work for you. So we try to make sustainability as accessible as possible, as quick and easy as possible, even for beginners.
So what we would normally see at a conventional supermarket, mm-hmm. as far as dried fruits, vinegars, oils, honey, all that, you would usually see this bright, colorful packaging in plastic. A lot of times it's not recyclable. Or you'll have honey in PET containers. Mm-hmm. What is everything in here?
In glass jars.
Do people recycle them, or what happens with them?
So they will bring this home, use it up, bring it back whenever it's convenient for them. We wash it, we sanitize it, and then we reuse it. So no recycling goes on. This is a cyclical process. These jars will be reused until the end of their lifetime.
You have not only the glass jars that we've just seen, mm-hmm. but also, what are these other packages?
So we have cloth bread bags that we put our bread bags in, so there's no plastic involved in that. And same with our eggs. We have hard plastic egg containers that we will wash and sanitize just like everything else and reuse. Same with towels. We'll put our produce in those so they don't get damaged. Of course, we'll wash and reuse those. And then same with the cloth tote bags. When we do deliveries, we put our glass refrigerated items in those just to make sure they don't get damaged. But absolutely everything is plastic free, reused forever.
Produce. Where does this produce come from?
So all of this produce is local. The majority of this produce is rescued, so we call it seconds. So it's produce that would otherwise have been thrown away. It's imperfect, but still perfectly fine to consume. And we sell it for budget, for less than it would be sold traditionally. So, and it gets a second life. So it's not in the landfill. It's going to be hopefully eaten by folks and used up.
Nude Foods opened a brick and mortar location on Walnut Street in Boulder a few days ago. And while the pandemic visibly increased plastic packaging of food, co-founder Verity Noble says plans for a zero-waste grocery store predate the coronavirus.
The pandemic had a huge effect on the path we took. The four of us kind of got together at the end of 2019, and we planned to open a physical store in 2020. And then the pandemic hit, and we had a meeting. We were like, what should we do? Should we just put this off until this thing blows over? And we said, no, let's pivot and let's move to a delivery and pickup model. So we then piloted that. And honestly, the pandemic, I guess, was very good for us in that that was a very low cost, low risk way to start.
How do bikes fit into this business model?
Well, when we do our deliveries, most of our deliveries are done by bike. So we have a lot of bikers who come and they pick up the boxes and they deliver it to people's doors by bike. And if we do supplement now with electric vehicles as well, because the number of orders has just got so high that we would need a kind of fleet of 100 bikers to get it all out there. So we do have electric vehicles because obviously they're a lot faster and they can hold a lot more than an individual biker. Plus, when it snows, we use electric vehicles.
What other ways other than packaging are you employing to minimize your footprint?
Sure, you might feel it's maybe a little warmer in here than a standard grocery store. We don't have air conditioning. We have a swamp cooler, which we only run when we have to. So that was a decision of ours to not employ air conditioning, which is pretty terrible for the environment. And then in terms of other things, I mean, most of us bike to work. That's my bike outside. Most of us bike to work. We, you know, out the back, everything is very zero waste. You know, we make lunch out of anything that is not good enough to go to customers. So the whole team has lunch together. What else do we do? We started to label our products, and those labels are ones that are reusable. They will stay on the jars for multiple washes. So that's where there's not single use. Any of our promotional material is all printed with soy inks on recycled paper. So every opportunity we get, really, it's making the kind of the environmental choice.
How easy was it to decide to keep a minimal footprint, or did you find yourself spending many extra hours doing research and sourcing materials?
Oh, yes. There are so many things that we had crazy weeks of conversations about. So, for example, we wanted to get branded boxes to deliver our groceries in. And we went back and forth about building, you know, we did prototypes of collapsible wooden boxes that we built ourselves. We used cardboard boxes from, you know, the first year. We used all these different things. And eventually we have settled on 100% recycled plastic containers. Because these are longer term use. They can actually, you know, they last really well. They're 100% recycled, and, you know, they look great. And we want to make sure that we're striking this right balance between being crunchy, as it were, you know, but equally being really approachable to mainstream.
That was Nude Foods' zero waste grocery store co-founder, Verity Noble. And before her, store manager, Nina Rowan. You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU.